Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for May 9th through 13th. I don't think I have any corrections or updates or anything. Nope.
Wow.
I don't.
We're just that good.
Yeah.
All right. Then what are you jumping into?
I don't even know what to call it anymore. Do you have Amanda headlines?
I don't have Amanda headlines.
Okay. That one week that we had them, we are not just going to do them anymore, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wait, I can't even say we're not going to do them anymore. Because it was only the one time.
No, I feel like I have to be inspired. Last week was so boring. I'm sorry. Last week was
Did you
boring.
Watch Max's Friday
no.
recap?
Was it, this is so boring?
He goes, Fridays are supposed to be exciting, and this was not.
Couldn't agree with you more, Max. Exactly. So
it's really cute.
I think I need to just be inspired. I'll try again.
No, I get it though. So Monday, Tuesday, and Friday were long summaries. Wednesday was Drew comforts Carly about what he saw. And Thursday, Spencer seeks Britt's help.
All right. Friday, I'll give him Friday. That was a correct.
That was Thursday.
Or Thursday. I'll give them. Yes, that happened.
But that's how Thursday ended
into Friday.
And it was actually Friday. So. Right. I get why they do that, but if it's the last two, if it is the cliffhanger into the next day,
right.
It is not the summary for that day.
Right.
That's just
maybe
how it
they're
goes.
Only watching the last 5 minutes and just pulling all the information from there. Maybe. This is what it was about. Nope.
So I guess we could pick up on where we left off last week, because we talked about the fact that Carly and Valentine were talking at the end of last Friday. Ooh, we should start doing that.
Oh,
making sure that we're,
yeah,
you know, that. Oops. 3 years later, we should be talking about the Friday cliffhanger. Like last week on General Hospital. Oh, like how they do the next week.
Oh my God.
Or how I sometimes really miss watching it on ABC, on tape, live, whatever, because you do miss the tomorrow on General Hospital and like the quick 2 second. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do watch it on their Instagram sometimes, but then I kind of like being surprised every day and not knowing.
Yes, so. I like the surprises, but
yeah,
that was a good, if you're watching it live, to be like, oh, okay, tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Carly blamed Valentine for Nina not finding out about Nell.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure what to think about their conversation.
I don't feel like that was an accurate statement because, no, she wasn't continuing to look for her daughter once she thought that Sasha was her daughter. But it's not like there was
he thought
clues.
The baby died, right? Didn't he? I thought that he didn't. Madeline tell him.
Sure.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Oh, my brain hurts from all the. Oh, real quick. Do you know what Max figured out that we have never talked about?
Mm-mm.
Michael has dated all three of Silas Clay's girls. Kiki, Nell, Willow.
Oh, wow.
Good job, Max.
Yeah.
Huh. Yep. I was really impressed with that. I was like, yep, never. Because, I mean, in fairness, we only just found out recently. And there's so many people like, well, who's Willow's dad? And it's like, it's Silas Clay. If you didn't know, you don't know.
That's how that usually works.
Uh-huh. I did like when Carly said that it is absolutely not Wiley's responsibility to be Nina's emotional support.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is nothing worse than when adults try to put their dependency on a child.
Right.
Like them being need to be happy because of a child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm saying that right. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
That's too big of a load for a child to handle.
Yes. A child should not be responsible. Yes, that's it. The child should not be responsible for
the adult.
And the adult lets the child know that they're responsible for the adult mm-hmm. being happy. And that just gets messy.
Yeah.
I did like that Carly went and talked to Phyllis and was like, so were you there? And Phyllis was like, no, I wasn't. Happened to be my day off.
Yeah.
I just happened to not be there.
Then I had to come in to take the first baby and give her to my adoptive parents. But I didn't realize there was a second baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know where to go from there.
I really hope that they don't have Willow find out that Nina is her mom and then turn around and change everything that she said.
Right. Now like she suddenly loves.
Yeah. Now you're my mommy and you can of course see Wiley and blah, 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 because the biology there does not change all the things that Nina did. Mm-hmm. She's still a horrible person.
Mm-hmm. And she intentionally targeted Willow.
Yes.
It's not like Willow was just an innocent bystander. Willow did not deserve Nina getting her fired.
Right.
But she was in the direct sight of Nina. It's not collateral damage. That's the word that I was looking for. It's not like she was going after someone else and Willow happened to get hurt. Nope.
She was after Willow the whole time. Willow was the
target.
Yes. I don't know. I feel like that's where they're taking us, though, with the conversation with Michael, where she was like, maybe you need to compromise. And he was like, with my dad or with Nina? What are you talking about? Because I don't feel like compromising.
So Alexis told Willow that she knew that Harmony was not her mom,
mm-hmm.
but did not tell her. Alexis doesn't know it's Nina. No. That's right. Okay. And then Dante came and confirmed the results and talked to Michael about Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
That was a good conversation.
It was great.
Yeah. I was impressed with the being a big brother, but cutting to the chase there. Like, hey.
And I was waiting. So, because Michael said, you don't know what it was like to be raised by dad. However, the first time, well, it wasn't the first time that he met him, but the day that Sunny found out that Dante was his son was, oh yeah, right after he shot him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in fairness, Michael has also been shot because of Sunny's business.
Right.
But Dante was directly, intentionally shot by his father, and they figured it out.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at that, but just like, I was waiting for Michael to say something along those lines of, you don't understand what it's like. And
I just don't like that Michael's being so evil. If you need to cut ties with someone because of how they make you feel or they're toxic to your life, you can cut ties without ruining their life.
Absolutely. Because all that's going to do is bring you down too.
Exactly. Michael's saying, I don't want to be part of Sunny's life because he's with Nina and he hurt my mom. And I don't think that this is a healthy relationship for anyone. Okay. He's a grown up. He can make that decision. But now that he's talking about taking all of his legitimate businesses so that when Sunny gets caught again, he's going to go down for all of his extracurricular businesses is not okay.
But Dante reminding him that he's not perfect, that face that Michael made was like, wait, what?
Exactly. What are you talking about? I'm the golden boy. Of course I am.
That's Jason.
Fair.
But so how is Michael going to take on the mob? He has no...
I don't think he wants to take on the mob, though. I don't think that's what he meant at all. I think he...
Oh, see, I did.
No. See, I think he's going... Like he said,
he's going to take Corinto's coffee.
All the legitimate businesses.
So, Falaminos.
Yeah. Yes, he's going to take all of those.
Falaminos? So that
Palaminos?
It's
Valaminos?
The boxing.
Yeah.
But then the restaurant is...
Yes. Palaminos. Right?
I mean, that's literally where he has his office.
It's Google time with Shannon.
Pazulos.
Oh, okay. We're just making up words.
We should just do a whole 411 about Sunny's businesses.
Yes. So,
that'd be a good one.
That would be a good one. I took it as he's going to buy up all those businesses.
Okay. Okay.
But I feel like he would be smarter if he pretended to be like liking Sunny and was like, show me this side of your business. Show me this side of your business.
Right.
Because Aurora and ELQ are merging and I want some other interests. Help me out. And then go in and take over. If he's trying to take over from a negative perspective, Sunny's going to see that and make sure that it doesn't happen.
Right.
Maybe he needs to consult with Valentine on how to get people's shares in a sneaky way.
Yeah.
And so he's going to take out all the good businesses and then Sunny's going to get questioned on something and he's not going to be able to say, no, I was at the docks, I was on Pier 54 waiting for a coffee shipment. It'll be, oh no, I was actually gunning someone down. Sorry about that. And he'll go to jail.
Okay.
That's how I took it. So you took it like he was going to challenge
take on the mob. And I was like, why are you telling Dante that? Your way makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I don't think he can take on.
No, that's why I was like, what?
Mm-mm.
Like, you can't do that, dude.
It was hard enough for Carly to step in when they thought Sunny was dead. I don't see them letting Michael step in and take things down. So, but we'll see.
So Ned asked Drew to call off the merger. I don't understand how this is all Drew's decision.
Mm-mm.
Like, I'm really confused by that. It's not like Drew was the CEO of ELQ.
Right.
he's just a board member. Mm-hmm. He just has shares.
Right.
So I don't understand where his
assumption
of power, I guess, is coming from.
Ned's just standing there like, oh no, I didn't know this was happening. How did you not know that it was happening? How did they not have to consult with you to figure it out? I feel like you had to sign a paper somewhere, Ned. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know. And Drew be like, don't worry, we'll have a place for you.
Well, thanks.
He's like, I have one. It's CEO. And in all fairness, Ned has spent
his entire life,
just about 40 years working on this.
Right.
For Drew to come back from the dead 6 months later, go, yeah, so here we go. They already know there are other ways, I'm sure.
And right now,
why aren't they looking at Leo's share?
Yes. Maybe that's what we're building up to. Maybe Drew is going to say, I have majority because now I have Scout's back and I also have control of Danny's. And then they're going to remember that Leo would now have shares, and that's going to tip the scales because he'd have Brooklyn's and Leo's.
Yes. Okay.
That makes sense. Although they're dragging it out to get to that point. So I hope they figure it out soon.
If they don't mention the fact that Leo has shares, we're going to have some issues here.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll announce it at James's birthday party.
No! What if this is how they bring in Alice dying?
No.
I refuse. Alice has shares, though.
I know, but...
And they're going to go somewhere. Aw.
Unless it's like a sweet tribute of who she gave it to.
Yeah.
Like, she gave her share back to so-and-so because they made such an impact on her life, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know who that would be.
Well, she loves Mr. Luke, but now Mr. Luke's dead.
Yeah.
So who would and she always called him Mr. Luke.
She did.
So sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So they would go to Tracy. And then Tracy's obviously going to sign with Ned.
Yeah.
Bing, bam, boom. Ned keeps ELQ.
I think they should go to Dylan, and we should bring Dylan back.
Okay.
Are they doing the research for deception? It made me feel really old when it was like, oh, she's pregnant with Dylan. Dylan's christening. I'm like, seriously? Stop.
Yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, this Thursday is Poor Charles 411. We are getting started on deception. Thought we were going to be able to wrap it up in one part. Heck no. It's going to be a two-parter.
We should know by now, anything that Lucy Coe's involved is not a one-parter.
No. No. Easily.
Too much action there. I don't know what
they're
going to do.
So if you have a memory about deception that you really liked, let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com. Thanks. And we do promise that we are going to do fan spotlights again soon. We seriously have so many backlogged. We appreciate all of you writing in. We're trying to figure out how to get... We have quite a few. So apologies a million times over, but we will get to it.
Yes.
They just keep bringing up really good things that it's like, no, we should definitely talk about these things, which I guess could actually kind of lead us to the next one, because we're going to have to continue on with Felicia and talk about Ryan and Felicia.
I totally want to talk
about... Which I totally thought that we had talked about Ryan when he came back. And then I looked back and I was like, didn't you think that we talked about Ryan?
I did.
We didn't
think that we talked about Ryan, but I'm fine talking about Ryan and Felicia. I just don't understand how they're going to say that Esme is his daughter. I'm really hoping they just showed that clip to throw us off track, that Ryan was thinking of Felicia, not that Felicia is going to be Esme's mom.
Yes.
But then they did that whole with flip over to Felicia, and she was like, sometimes we make choices, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And that,
like, I felt like that was kind of alluding to...
I still don't understand how you're going to tell me that Maxie's gone through all the issues that she's gone through having her kids and losing custody, or losing them because she had to give them up to protect them from their crazy father or whatever, and that Felicia never took 5 minutes to say, hey, FYI.
Right.
And the girls were old enough, they would have noticed.
Well, especially after Georgie died.
Yeah.
Because when did Georgie die? Okay, here, let's do some quick math. Georgie died. Oh, she's come back as a ghost. Hold on. She died 2007.
Wow.
So
Esme,
that would be 15.
Okay.
So Maxie was all mad that Felicia wasn't around when Georgie died, because remember her funeral, she was like, you were not here for us.
Yeah.
How old is Esme? She's 18. No, she's
She has to be 18 or 19, which means that she was born in 2003.
All right, so the actress is 20. So if we could do 17, it would be during the time.
But she's not 17 because she's doing her whatever stuff. She was taking a class at PCU.
And I started college at 17.
She's not 17. She's 18 or 19.
And she's from a boarding school. There's not like you have to be a certain age. Doogie Howser went real early.
I understand that you can go early if you're extra smart.
But she's always been in boarding school and stuff like that. So there's...
Spencer's not hooking up with a 17-year-old.
Okay.
There are laws against that.
Yes. So okay. She's at least 18. So we'll say she's 18. So 2003. Because we also don't know how old Spencer actually is.
Mm-hmm.
We know they aged him like 2-3 years-ish, but he just had a birthday, but they didn't say how old he was.
Right. Well, the other kids graduated last year when our kids graduated.
Yep.
So they were 17, 18-ish when they graduated. And then that's been a year. So now they're 18, 19-ish. And Spencer is, I think, supposed to be like 2 years older than them.
I would think he's 20 then.
So I would.
I feel like if he turned 21, we would have.
Yeah, had a drinking. Right. So.
Like he would be going out.
Yes.
To the Savoy.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's not doing that.
No. So I'm going to say I think he's 20 and that she is
18.
18.
Okay. So it could fit into the time Felicia was not on the show.
I guess so.
I'm not saying I like this. I'm just saying it actually isn't. It's like when Robert suddenly had a law degree.
The clip that they showed of her and Ryan was not just in 2007.
No, that was way, way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really want them to just be trying to throw us off course.
She took a break in, so she was 1984 to 2003, mm-hmm. 2004 to 5, 7 to 8, 12 to 21. So there could have been like a few months there that she was not on. They can explain away having a baby. And
okay, I also feel like the person that she's going to reveal this deep dark secret to is not going to be Nina.
No, February 13th, 2003,
mm-hmm.
she left and came back in January 2004.
Okay, just going to say again, I'm very unhappy with this idea.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying they can't make it work because they make anything work because they make up timetables.
Yes,
but I really don't want that to be it. I don't know. The whole interaction was just weird. I know Felicia wants to be nice to people. She's a nice person. That's been her character for the most part. But inviting Nina in for popcorn and dredging up deep, dark secrets, which is what it felt like she was starting to do, does not make any sense to me.
Right.
And also, when is Maxie going to get a new house?
Well, why is Lucy not talking to all of them about investing in real estate with their earnings?
Exactly.
Lucy.
You're missing an opportunity here.
Want to stick with Nina or go to Esme?
Stick with Nina because I'm not ready for Esme yet.
All right. So
to emotionally prepare myself for that.
So Carly took Nina's class
mm-hmm.
at, I guess we're working backwards again.
Okay.
And
from Charlie's. She took it from
Charlie's. Because that was when done she drinking. Was
conveniently there to talk to Phyllis and then was like, oh, look, a class. It yeah. has Nina's DNA on it.
Well, and Nina and Ava were there talking, and Ava was like, hey, by the way, you know, Smoltz reached out to me, and Nina was like, oh, about, it was something stupid that Nina, and she goes, no, it was about the time that you induced me and forced me to have my child and then kidnapped her.
Yeah. I don't understand how they're friends. I know.
Carly even said, and she goes, people
change.
No!
I'm sorry. If you induce my labor and steal my baby, there is nothing you can do to redeem yourself.
No!
I don't care what type of mental health crisis you were in or what you were thinking. We are not friends.
Mm-mm.
It's just how it goes.
I may not actively... I would be glad that you got help.
Right. I may not actively go after you, but...
We would not be sitting down having drinks.
No. Nope, nope, nope.
I will be cordial.
Right.
I might invite you to some things.
No, I'm not inviting you to anything.
Well, it depends. If it's a kid's thing, like...
Mm-mm. No, I will only promise not to punch you in the face. Besides that... besides that, like, we are not being friends. I'm sorry.
Oh!
And then she went...
Oh, she mentioned me on Landers, though.
I know! That was cute.
And then Amy showed up.
I do not like the way they're writing Amy. No. I do not want her
to be such... I didn't even take any notes on Amy.
But they're just making her into such a crybaby.
She's drama, though. She is gossipy drama.
She is gossipy drama, but I don't feel like... I don't know. I still feel like...
I thought her panicking to them was in character. But I agree. Like, the... Because... Oh, so Chet and Terry had a date, and that was it.
Right.
I thought it was sweet that they were both nervous, but I felt like there was too much... Were you nervous? I was nervous. Were you nervous? I was nervous. Were you okay when we were texting? I was okay while we were texting. You know, like, I felt like there was a lot of...
But I think that was just how they needed to introduce it to get both of their histories out and make sure that they were okay continuing to date each other.
True.
And it was, you know, kind of funny that they were fine with each other's backstories. And then he was like, oh, yeah, my sister works at GH. And the look on her face.
But why did it not go anywhere else? Like, that's what I'm saying, is they had their date. And then it wasn't like, oh, your sister's Amy? Oh, yeah, I know her.
Because they took it the other way, where that other nurse that we've never seen before says to Amy, oh, hey, I saw your brother having lunch with our boss. So now Amy is going to show up and be like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And they're going to make her all dramatic in a way that I don't like. And I really hope that he shuts it down instantly. You're my sister. I love you. You're not in control of who I date.
Yep.
End of discussion.
I was thinking about, though, because my ex was my sister's boss, because he got promoted while she still worked there. It was awkward.
Your life is a soap opera, too.
Not that much, but I was like, oh, wait, I did have that situation.
Did you go and throw a hissy fit in the middle of lunch?
No.
Okay.
That's not me, though.
Now, see, I think that Amy, if Amy was going to have a reaction to this, once she, you know, digests it all, that's where she's going to come from, is, hey, can I have tonight off? Because me and Chet want to go do such and such.
Yeah.
Or whatever. She'll use it that way. And that feels Amy-like to me.
Yes. But
not to blow it up and be a jerk.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Especially since what they were fighting over was Brad, and Brad's not getting the job there anyway.
We don't even know.
Like, just move on from it. He's working for Aunt.
But that's the thing. We don't even know. There was no decision made. There was no paperwork. There was no offer or decline.
I feel like no decision is a decision. And he already has a job with his aunt. He's not working at the hospital.
But Terry doesn't know that.
But Terry doesn't want him working there. I think she's not making a decision just because she doesn't want to upset Britt. But that's the decision. Oops, I never came back to that. Sorry.
He still should give a denial. Thanks. Try again in a few years.
When you're not a baby snatcher, I don't think that's going to work.
When there's an OTA for something.
Okay.
I don't know. But then Nina crying about how she just wants the world to know how great Nell was. Nell worked for you for a minute.
Mm-hmm. And you were both scheming on things.
Right.
Give me a break.
Then you should have talked to the reporter who came to you and asked for your side of the story.
Right. Ridiculous.
That's how that works. Especially where he gave her the option.
Mm-hmm.
Although I loved Curtis going and checking on Nina.
Yes. He's so sweet.
Did you notice anything?
What was I supposed to notice?
Nina has an assistant.
Oh, yeah. Who's it? Am I supposed to know her?
Did you pick up on her name?
No.
It's Shannon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How did you not hear it? She said it like 3 times.
Sorry.
I'm all excited because now I have a character on General Hospital. I am convinced one of the writers, we have talked about this. If there's a new character named Amanda soon.
I'm going to be so excited.
There already was one.
Redhead.
She'll pick up on that name, but she'll pick up on mine.
Make sure she's a redhead, please. Thank you.
Nope. She doesn't get a character now because she did not hear my name.
I'm sorry.
She said it a few times.
Okay, if they were naming, I'm just going to thank them for making you her assistant then instead of me, because I'd have been writing and boycotting.
That actually would have been a lot more fun. So if you could change my, I will be Valentine's assistant and make Amanda.
No, Amanda cannot be Nina's assistant. I cannot stand her. Absolutely not. I thought that you would be Lucy's assistant in her selling houses. You could be the one to call up.
Oh, that would have been fun.
Yeah, you can be the one to call up the ladies.
Well, okay, so have Nina fire Shannon, and then Shannon's going to go get a job with Lucy.
Okay.
And then Amanda's going to go and be the new assistant to Nina.
Mm-mm. Nope,
and Shannon's not going to notice it.
No.
And we'll never talk about it.
Amanda is going to work at the new ELQ/Aurora for Drew so she can look at him every day.
Mm-hmm. You have to get work done. You can't just sit there and stare at someone thinking about stuff.
I can get work done. I can multitask. I can.
Okay. But Curtis suggested that she use Sunny's reputation against him if she loses and that kind of makes sense.
It would be really funny and ironic if it's too short of a timeline, but if Michael took all the legitimate businesses away and then Nina was the one that flipped on Sunny and got him put away because he wouldn't give her access to Wiley.
Oh.
And then everyone could be like, see, you really did pick the wrong chick because Carly would never flip on you. She even ran the business while you were gone. And Nina, as soon as she didn't get her way, threw a temper tantrum and now you're in jail.
Yeah.
All because Michael stole your businesses that were legit because you picked Nina. That's called karma.
Interesting. Interesting turn of events there.
I would like it. I would be okay with that. All right. I'm still not ready for Esme because I just can't.
All right. So let's stick with Curtis and go to TJ asking how he plans to bring Marshall home.
God, do we even have to
talk about that? There was something stuck in the clarinet. That's it.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm going to Jordan and take a mini nap while Shannon tells you all about Marshall because that's how much I don't care about if he comes back or not. Okay. It's just so dumb. All right. I was going to move on to Elizabeth lying that she was going to Windermere when instead she was having the medium come.
Yeah. And that is the same medium from a couple years ago.
I do like that they used the same person.
Yep. So?
I mean, she said it was Franco talking.
So is Franco in Liz? Because I said that. I was like, I think Franco's in Liz, remember?
Mm-hmm. You did say that. You can have all the credit there.
I remember. I did say that one.
You did.
Because I was like, I don't think it's Liz. I think it's Franco, Liz.
Yeah.
But I think it's the guilt that Liz is having over Franco, but it is, quote, Franco's, quote, spirit.
Right.
Quote.
I was surprised that she didn't flip out on Laura and Finn.
That's probably coming this week because we did not recap after. We didn't move forward. We did a little bit.
Whenever he said, I'll see you later, she was like, yeah. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I would have flipped out. I was talking to my dead husband's spirit and you just walked in and ruined it. And I didn't tell you I needed your help. So why are you following me around?
Yes. I feel like that is coming.
Okay.
I feel like she was probably not going to do that in front of the medium.
Okay.
Because okay. there was some stuff going on.
All crappy with the medium.
Like, I know.
You're giving a woman false hope. You don't have any idea what went on there.
Well, and then for a second, I was like, ooh, or is Franco and Finn?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because that would also explain how he knocked down the camera, possibly, because Finn's a little taller.
I would so like that better.
And especially where he's so against everything that
Liz
you know,
is doing to figure it out. Yes.
And it'll make Finn interesting.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with that
one. Maybe we'll need Roxy.
I choose that one. It's like choose your own adventure. I choose
Franco Finn. And Finn.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else? Oh, Spencer. Spencer. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm like, I really do think, though, that Laura did a really good job with Liz. Like, okay, we are just not going to talk about this right now. You're coming home with me.
Yeah. Let's go see the boys.
Let's just.
She's very good at diffusing the situation.
Yes.
Laura is the best.
Okay, so move on to Spencer.
We're going to move on to Spencer, which will get us to Esme. But I thought Spencer was brilliant for knowing that the correct box was the correct box because it was an old pair of shoes and she would never have shoes from 3 years ago.
I thought that was genius. I thought that, and I like the continuity that they bring in with that because Cartulo is the imaginary brand.
Mm-hmm. High-end brand that everyone wants. Yes.
I love how they keep the small details of the fake businesses. Cause like, we'll see the Eckert's box or Maxie mentioned, I have to go to Eckert's and get all those cakes or whatever.
That you hope are for James' birthday, but we still don't know.
Probably.
I was very impressed with him.
It was Maggie's letter to Esme.
Why was it not dated?
The first time that it actually said Ryan is her biological dad. Because we've been.
It never said Ryan. It said you should
get in a relationship with your biological father.
Yeah.
Was that the first time that it was actually confirmed that
there's a bio dad still out there that someone knows?
And I thought that she was at least alluding to Ryan.
I think that Nanny
knows. Ryan and Esme have called each other dad and daughter. Yes. But this was like the first time that it was.
The nanny knows that it's Ryan, but she didn't write Ryan in the notes. So Spencer has no idea who it is.
Right. But is that the first time that we as an audience have had it confirmed that biologically Esme is Ryan's daughter?
Yes, but they didn't technically 100% confirm it because they didn't say
a name. Yes. Okay.
So yes and no. Being that she said he was bad news.
How sad is that, though, that she wrote so many lies? See, and that, I don't feel like that's manipulation. I feel like she's trying to lie to her nanny to let her know that she's okay, that, you know, yeah, she is doing well with socially and scholastically. And
it is a lie. It's pretending like she's better than she is.
But I don't think she's doing it in the way that she lies to all the other people. I think she's doing it in the, no, seriously, I'm okay. Mm. Like in the hurt girl, but I'm going to pretend like everything's fine way. Is that making any sense?
Yes, I know what you're saying. I just don't really agree with you. I think she's doing it in the way that people post things on social media, like, look at my perfect, wonderful family, because they want the, oh my gosh, you're so amazing, back to it. But that's not your real life, so why are you portraying that?
See, I post the opposite. I post when everything's a hot mess.
I know you do.
But I don't share too many.
No.
I don't share details, but I'm just like.
You share to enlighten people on issues that you're dealing with, and then it makes other people feel better that they are not alone in their issues.
Yep.
I just don't post anything. So.
Yep.
No, I feel like it's just fake the way that she's portraying that. But I was glad that Spencer was smart enough and he went through. And then he took one of the pills, which I thought for sure they were going to end up hooking up and it was going to get dropped on the floor and she was going to freak out.
Oh, yes.
So good job, Spencer, on slowing that down and then taking it to Britt. And I think Britt did a good job there too. Like, I will tell you what this is, but where did you get this?
Because she was very all fun dangerous. And games until she was like, uh-uh.
Yeah. What's going on here? Major drug, sir. Where did you get it from? So yeah, I liked how all of that went together. I didn't like how crappy he was whenever he was leaving her office.
No!
I was so beyond.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. He does not talk to her like that.
No.
Ever. And they did have a real friendship.
Yeah.
Whenever he's like, you know, can't remember exactly how he said it, but something about stuff with his dad wasn't even real or whatever. And she's like, I thought you said you always hoped that your dad would realize what he missed by not being with me. And he was like, yeah, I just said that. That's not true.
Not even in the slightest.
Mm-mm.
No.
He actually
and I
liked
don't
them
feel
together.
Like there was a moment that made that reaction believable.
Right.
There was nothing.
Mm-mm.
It was just like he just like. Mm-mm.
No, I did not.
Ew!
Like that.
But Esme talking to Ryan about her sex life.
Okay.
And maybe Spencer has just matured to where sex isn't the answer to everything.
Exactly. I after watching that scene, I was like, I need a shower because Ryan's like, go ahead, tell daddy what's wrong. And I'm like, oh my God, stop.
Stop saying daddy.
and then Esme is basically like, daddy, he won't hook up with me. What should I do? Who talks like that to?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, who talks like that to their parents? Period. I'm not saying you shouldn't have an open relationship. My children and I have very open conversations. Sometimes I get a little too much information, but not that
in the
way.
Confidant, like, yeah.
And who talks to a daddy that hasn't been their daddy their whole life like that? Like, ew. It was
it's just gross. So
ew. Ugh. And then, he comes back with, there's definitely something wrong because a boy of his age would surely not be able to control himself and just jump into bed with you.
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Spencer obviously does have control because whether it's for manipulation reasons or not, he was not dumb enough to jump into bed with her. So
right.
He has some control. Thank you. Never thought I'd be standing up for Spencer, but boom.
I like Spencer.
He has his moments. I don't know. He has his
moments. But I'm still confused as to why they're taking down the Cassadines, which I guess will get answered as we learn more about Ryan.
I think that's just because Ryan loves Ava.
Oh, okay.
I think that's all it has to do with, is he doesn't want Ava with them.
How long have Spencer and Esme been together?
Like 2 years or so.
Okay. So that makes...
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just like a snippet of the week, but Joss and Trina checking out Hot Cop at the
yoga
I didn't understand why Trina overhearing that, or not Trina overhearing that, no, Esme overhearing Trina and Hot Cop talk.
It's confidentiality, possibly, that he's not supposed to be releasing or giving assurances to her that she'll be okay or whatever. I like that he stood his ground. He's like, yeah, no, while you have an active thing going on, we cannot
be social. We're not dating, but I can see you in part. Like, I can bump
into
you.
And I can sure as heck learn up on art while I'm waiting for you to be done, because he went to the Chuck, which is another museum in Port Charles.
And I did like that Jocelyn was what I feel like a normal teenage girl who was like, yeah, I'm going to go put our bags away. Why don't you ask her more about that? She could tell you so much more. She's so smart. Blah, blah, blah. It was a good, true teenage moment.
But then Trina went to Ava for help. Loved it. Yes. And I love that Ava's like, yeah, I'm not going to let you be a bad person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'll do it for you.
Right. And I'm not going to let you not tell what you know.
Right.
And end up going to jail. Like, you have to be willing to give up this information.
The only thing is, I don't like, Joss is showing her ugly side when it comes to Cam.
Yeah.
And it's not going to end well.
No.
If, even though he is supporting Spencer for the right reasons and he is trying his best.
No, she's being a jerk.
Yeah. And even Trina's like, I don't need you doing this for me. Exactly. You know, it'd be one thing if Trina was like, I need your help. But Trina has even told her to stop.
I think this is just the part where they have to show her immaturity. Because she is very mature in a lot of other ways.
Yeah.
You know, but she is still a teen. So love can be her one characteristic that still needs to mature.
Yep. And then she spent some time at the salon with Carly.
Yes.
But she was very mature in all that, too.
Yes.
Because she's like, yeah.
I still don't like the conversations. Again, honesty is great, but it felt, some of those talking points felt more like they were friends than they were mother-daughter, where she's like,
yeah,
Sonny did you wrong, and you need to, you know, make him pay for that. And she's like,
that is still your sister's dad.
Exactly.
That is not.
Exactly. We have both dealt with exes that can be difficult. You don't turn to your kid and be like, do you know that he is such a jerk because, and I understand that that's not Joss's dad, but it's her Uncle Sonny still.
Right.
So.
Oh, and Max wants Carly to put color on her nails, not just the clear.
Yes, I agree.
Get them done like Joss, he says. There was so much cucumber in that water, though.
I know. I did.
That is how much you put in a pitcher.
So much.
You only need 1 to 2 slices in a glass. Sorry.
Maybe it's like an extra, extra amazing place that they give you all that cucumber.
No. I've gone to nice spas.
Okay.
They don't give you a cucumber sliced up in a dash of water.
Cut out. It wasn't just like dropped in there. There you go.
Right.
Pretty much as much as
it's not like
there.
They had like it really, you can also slice it long ways and then kind of like ribbon it.
Yes.
That's and so they could have ribboned it on like a straw.
Yeah.
Then it would have been okay to have the cucumber filling up the glass that way. But how are they even supposed to drink that?
Don't know. We noticed the oddest things, but yes, I did notice that too.
And then the girls in the background never do anything except for pick up the little jars and put them down.
Right. Like, I just can't find the color I'm looking for.
I'm just going to move this little piece over here. I did like that Carly gave Drew an out. And yes. She was like, no, you don't want to be a part of this. Nope. And he's like, yeah, I can't promise to support you without judgment. And I like that she cleared up Willow's birthday. Because remember, we were talking about that.
Yes.
About how, and it makes sense. Because she's like, Willow doesn't even know when she was born. Mm-hmm. Like that. Oh.
Poor Willow.
She has so many questions that need answered. And I like that Willow gave her a key.
Yes.
That was sweet.
That was sweet. That kind of brings us back to them being at the cemetery, which there's not much to say other than Nina's a jerk.
Yeah.
And Sonny needs to stand up for his grandson. It's not even about Michael or Nina at that point. The whole scene just made me angry.
And then Sonny and Laura outside of Kelly's. I guess Monica is just now finalizing the paperwork to have Jason declared dead.
Because
we were wondering, where's the memorial?
Yeah.
I wish that we were seeing these scenes. By the way, Monica had a birthday. Her birthday is May 4th.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. But I wish that we were seeing these scenes of her. I don't know where Leslie Charlson is. Glad that we're not recasting right now.
Right.
But you know,
maybe we'll see it once the papers are finalized and she has to start planning the memorial.
Yeah.
And get to see that emotion.
And it makes sense that there is an argument over where to have him memorialized. Mm-hmm. Why can't they just do both? Because, you know, there's memorials to people all over the place.
What?
Yeah.
You can do more than one?
Yeah. Like I'm sure that there's some kind of memorial to Abraham Lincoln in Illinois, but there's also some in D.C.
Yeah.
There's some in Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to just be one place. You can have two plaques.
Mind blowing.
They might even be able to afford it. They should just do it at the pier.
They should do it at the pier. Everyone met up with Jason at the pier.
Memorialize Jason at the pier. Bam. Oh, but Nicholas telling Sonny off.
Yeah.
And Sonny calling him an idiot.
Yeah. And Laura's like, okay. Both of you, stop. That was good.
I just thought that was really interesting that, because, and she stayed neutral. She's just like, uh-huh, you guys talked. Now go.
I'm not
picking sides because you're both right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you want to know something else that I really picked up on?
Uh-oh.
When she was talking to Martin, what? Did you pay attention to the Laura Martin scene at all?
They were talking. I don't know what I'm supposed to have picked up on.
So remember how we picked up on Maxie checking out Curtis's bum and then, you know, Wes Ramsey mentioned at the fan event that Maxie made the choice, or Kirsten Storms made the choice, that Maxie has a crush on Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Martin's from the South.
Okay.
What is a very popular beverage of the South?
Iced tea.
What kind?
I don't know.
Sweet tea.
Okay.
So Martin picked up his iced tea, did not enjoy the taste of it, and proceeded to put in 4 sugars and an equal, stirred it up, sipped it again, and was satisfied. Meanwhile, having the entire conversation with Laura.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was delightful to watch.
That was awesome. Okay.
I don't know what they talked about, but I watched Martin make his tea.
I'm like, they were talking. I don't remember.
They were talking about Florence.
Anything
just like yeah.
Amazing happening.
Nope.
That's cute. Now I want to go back and rewatch that. That's
it was
cute.
A lot of fun to watch. And I like picking up those like little character choices that they're making.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's cute.
Jeannie not even batting an eye.
Right.
Oh, and then Martin had a magical donut. when he's meeting with Valentine.
Yes.
Did you see it?
And Leo and Olivia come in.
As he's talking to Valentine, there's one teeny tiny bit left. But when Leo's there, it's a whole donut again.
Yep. Magical donut.
Woo! I was not working while I was watching a lot of this week. It was nice. Here's what happens when I don't work while I'm watching.
You pick up on a lot of extra stuff.
Yes. But I thought that Leo and Valentine were really, really sweet.
They were sweet. I hope that Chase shows up, though.
I know.
That's all he keeps asking about is Chase is his one person to focus on to read his poem or to recite his poem.
Oh.
I need Chase to show up.
Chase is his one person. But Olivia, dropping the ball on confidentiality.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it as a frazzled mom. Like, you're just, you know, you're quickly trying to get in and out. And you're like, oh, you guys talking about the ELQ merger? You know, but
no, I think if your husband is Ned, you know that you don't let anything slip about the business.
Right.
Until you have specifically been told,
this
person knows and this person doesn't. And Valentine did not do a good job of playing it off. He's like, oh, yeah, I knew about that. And the look on his face was like, mm-mm.
And then questioning what he's even paying Martin for.
Right, exactly.
He's like, wait a second here. What are you doing?
Why did you not tell me this
You're already? Making your own sweet tea. You're reverse engineering donuts. How about we figure out what's going on with ELQ?
And I don't like it's going to come back like he's spending too much time with Lucy instead of doing his job.
Right. No. Mm. No, he's not. No, he's not.
No.
So I guess the next thing would just be the fair. They're having a fair in the middle of Rice Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
The books on the Quartermain Kitchen bookshelf are the ones that I could see.
You're so funny.
Benchwarmer, Lone Star Nation, Making Conflict Work, Purity. Could not see anything else. And then there was a book about distractions, but there's actually a book about ADHD that's, there's driven to distraction and delivered from distraction. So like, it's actually kind of, I think I got the name of the first one right. So I'm wondering if it's one of those books, because then it would fit with researching about Leo.
Yep.
So
good job.
I thought that those were all, I don't know what Benchwarmer and Lone Star Nation are about, or Purity, because that does not sound like it belongs in the Quartermain.
Quartermain House? No.
No, but making conflict work and something about distractions. Why did I just put a star beside it? I'm not going to do anything with a paper.
Are you going to go check those books out?
I'll give my report next week. So is Scout a border collie, or is she showing off a border collie pet that we don't know about?
Well, she's not a dog. So
dressing like a dog in the play.
I'm like, huh? I know that
Scout is a little girl.
I'm going to assume that she's dressing up as one.
Okay. Because I'm like, do we get a dog that we just don't know about?
No, I'm assuming she's going to dress up, because it sounds like they did, like there's art on display and people are reciting poems and that there'll be like a little play that's done. And so I'm going to assume that she is a puppy in the play.
And then Sunny and Drew talking. Well, I don't like that Sunny's like, I'm surprising Avery by being here. Sunny's a good dad. He is a ding dong.
Yeah.
But it's not a surprise that he would be at that, in my opinion.
Yeah. I didn't like that he said it like it was like a gift to her. No, you're the dad. You should be showing up just like the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Not a special appearance by you.
Right. I think that's really all. I think that's it.
That is all that I had.
Yep, yep, yep.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
So what do you have going on this week?
Madeline had a project due. She had to make Abe Lincoln, and everyone knows that I am not artistic at all. So I was impressed with how well it turned out.
It looks good.
Thank you. She had the idea. Like, I guess I had given her guidelines, but she had come home weeks ago and was like, I need a 2-liter bottle, a styrofoam ball, some felt, and googly eyes. And I was like, oh, okay. And sure. So we had like, you know, got the stuff together. Of course, we still ended up the last night going out and buying more felt because we didn't have enough and whatever. But yeah, it turned out cute. She's very proud of it. And I got to
panic. It looks like Abe Lincoln
the whole way. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad that you
and you
know
showed
that.
Me a picture of it before. That's actually where, because as soon as I said Abe Lincoln,
then my mind thought of that too. I was just doing a project.
Yep. But that's wise, because you showed me the picture and I was like, you know, like you have a little memorial going on at your house right now. But I didn't want to.
No, I was very proud of her for all of, she had all the ideas, and like I got to help as far as, you know, hold this until the glue sticks and mm-hmm. do that kind of stuff. But she did the project.
Very nice.
And I haven't got to hear how it went yet because her dad picked her up from school. And so I'm dying to get her back tonight and be like, how did it go?
Yeah.
What happened? So, but yeah, this was her first like big report. They had 6 weeks to work on writing out everything and then making the thing. So I'm excited to see how that turned out. And then, I went to the pirate game on Friday with one of our Girl Scout friends.
Oh, fun.
So, and we took, Emily and then her daughter that's the same age. And so they went off and watched the game and we had some yummy snacks. So
and now you're broke. Because
right, exactly. You cannot eat at those games without spending a small fortune. Nope. But I'm not into sports. Everyone knows that. So I enjoyed munching my way through the game instead.
It is. So first of all, PNC Park is a beautiful ballpark.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
You know, and
even me who knows nothing about sports.
It's an enjoyable.
Yes. And they had the pierogi run and we got a free shirt with pierogies on it. And I was very excited for all of that. But
for those of you that aren't familiar with this, we have a pierogi race during one of the inning.
Have a pierogi race?
No.
Oh.
No.
I mean,
that's not a baseball thing.
Okay. I figured like maybe not a pierogi race, but like whatever their town thing is.
Write into us and let us know if during your hometown baseball. Oh my gosh. There is not a halftime.
It's like halftime.
It's not half.
It's like halftime.
No, and, it's not. Hold on.
Have these pierogies run around the track. And I was so mad because the pierogi was like in the way of the one pierogi. And I was like, get out of the way, bird. What are you doing? So I was very entertained by it. Shannon's laughing at me because she does not like that I do not know sporty things, but I had a good time, which
did
is
they
all
get
that
the
matters.
Puck in the net too?
No, but that was on the other TV when we were sitting
down
having
beverages.
It just says
between innings.
People were yelling back and forth between what the Pirates were doing and what the Penguins were doing. So there. See, I know those are two different sports. Ha! Gold star to Amanda this week.
Okay, mascot race. Okay, the Milwaukee Brewers have racing sausages. I can't believe we're looking this up. Oh, the Washington Nationals have the presidents.
Oh, that's cute.
The Cleveland Guardians have hot dogs.
Okay, so I was right. We have pierogies, but it is a thing that other places do. I feel like it sounds like I knew more what I was talking about than you did, even though I didn't know what I was talking about.
The New York Mets race cardboard automobiles. Well, that's not that fun.
No.
You need the person, unless they're wearing the cardboard.
I would think they'd have to be.
Oh my gosh, when we went to Churchill Downs for the race at my convention last month, two months ago, they have like overalls that you put on that also have a horse. So you're basically like dressed and you, there's like a little mini track that like you race your friends in it. Yeah. It was funny. Texas Rangers have a live action version of the dot race in which three dots compete. All right. We're not going down this rabbit hole, but
point is I was right that other people have races,
but that's still not all of them. But in case you need to know what the heck we're talking about, there are seven contestants racing in the giant pierogi costumes, Potato Pete, Jalapeno Hannah, Cheese Chester, Sauerkraut Saul, Oliver Onion, Bacon Burt, and Pizza Penny.
Very nice. I'm sorry, I do not remember who won on Friday, to tell you. But yeah, it was a fun time. And it was nice to have like a girls' night with Emily and her friend.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes. How about you?
My pool should be up. Oh, my pool is up. It is filled. Should be ready to swim sometime this week.
Woohoo!
Thank goodness. And this is where I go to check my calendar to see what I even did this week. It was just nice having like my son home for the first week of summer. Yeah. So speaking of art, he's in school for art and we've started like displaying, cause I told him, I was like, you can take whatever wall, like whatever you want to display. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You're whatever. So like now I have a self-portrait of him down in my
game room. She took down the, Target practice bullet
It's on the
paper,
back of the door.
And instead it's a picture of her son.
And like we have one of his sculptures up in the living room, just stuff like that. So
he's
just
so
been nice
talented
to have him. One, it was funny because as you're like listing off the supplies that Madeline had asked for, I'm just like, yeah, there will come a point if she continues down this like artistic path, you just don't even question the things that they say. And Facebook actually reminded me a couple years ago, I said, you know, I just got to the office. I'll be on my way home shortly. And he responded, okay, if you see rocks in the shape of eyes in the front yard, it's for my sculpture class. Please don't move them. And I was just like, all right.
Whatever you say, dude.
And it was actually really cool because you couldn't tell from looking at it, but like from an aerial distance, you could see that he had them. It was a bunch of eyes made out of rocks in my front yard, but it was cool. Does not sound as cool as it was, but it was a pretty neat pattern. So. Just planning stuff for my daughter's transition and trying not to be completely stressed out over only having a month's notice to change my entire life. I do understand that that is how life goes sometimes. However, when given the opportunity that there should be more time, So I'm working on that.
Yes.
But yeah, not a whole lot going on. Got more going on this week that I'll talk about next week though. So.
Alrighty.
Yep. All right. So as we mentioned before, this Thursday, we are going to get started on Deception.
That sounds like it should have like a fun dun dun dun, but it's not that.
No.
Instead, it needs to be like a flowery do 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 because it's pretty makeup stuff.
Yep.
Anyway, have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.